Okay, good morning, everybody, and a happy Yom HaTzmut. So again, the Rambam Chabura will continue. It looks like it's going to be pretty chilly in the morning, but God willing, by the time we get to the Shnayim Mikra Chabura, we'll be able to be outside. So we've been talking about the idea of Yisam Nikiyam Yashem Yisrael, that there's an obligation on the Gaboyim to conduct themselves with a Shem Tov and not to cause any Chashada, but there's an equal and reciprocal obligation that we'll learn about today, of Kiv Emunah Heim Osim, of projecting confidence in these Anashim Ne'amanim v'yiduim, to quote from the Rambam earlier. So Gaboy Tzedakah, this is based on the Gemara Baba Basra, in addition to the Gemara Baba Metzia, and a little bit of citation in Psachim as well. Gaboy Tzedakah she'en lehem aniyim l'chalik, so they don't have aniyim to be mechalik, mitzarfen amoz dinarim l'cheirma v'lo l'atzman. So they can use the coins that they collected to make other change, but not for themselves. So again, right? This is part of what some of us have been discussing in the Sina versus Mechira. Ein mochrim la'atzman, because you never know. It could look like they're using public funds to make their own money. But on the other hand, that once they distribute it, we don't give them a hard time. We don't start checking up on, how exactly they distributed it. You could say, oh, what do you mean, v'yisem nekiyim? No, v'yisem nekiyim is on the front end in terms of the way that they collect. But once they've distributed it, you have to project confidence. V'lo behektish imagiz barim shenemar, ach lo yichosh evita makesef hanitan al yodam ki bemuna heim usim esav torah for shabbos shkalim. Right, when they were mechazek the bedek habayis, Yoshiyahu. So, just to read the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Mechashim, Mitzdakim, Gabaya, Tzakalo, Behaktish, Imagizbar, Rav Bishin, Rail, Davar, Zecho, Davar, Shnamar, Vilay Chazu, as Hanashim, Asher Yidnu, as Akesef, Ayadam, Lases, Lo, Seyam, Locha. Right, they were in charge of distributing the Kesef, which is Muval, Beis Hashem, to all of the artisans who were working so hard in the Bedek Abayas, Ki Be'emunah, Heim Osim. So, it's interesting. The Rambam quotes this lahalacha, but he doesn't, have to quote the pasuk, right? The Gemara says it's just really an asmachta more than anything else. Avo pishen raya ledavar, just as zecher ledavar. But the Rambam quotes it not as a raya ledavar, zecher ledavar, but he quotes it as a formal halacha. Shenemar, ach lo yichash evita makesev anitan ayodam ki bemunah hemosim. And the Rambam is equating this yisim nekiyim Hashem miYisrael on the one hand. He doesn't give you the sense that this is an asmach, this is halacha, this is a din. That once you have an ashim ne'manu v'yiduim, and once they're conducting themselves in such a fashion, in the appropriate fashion, which is, as we discussed, right, a reflection of yisem nekiyim me'ashem v'yisrael, so what right do we have to call that into question, right? The whole idea of yisem nekiyim is conduct yourself in a way that's beyond reproach. So beyond reproach, means beyond reproach. And it's interesting when this is called the halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Rishon Zion Sif Beis. So you have that impression from the that the Shulchan Aruch once again just took it straight from the Rambam. We just can't overstate the Rambam's impact on the Shulchan Aruch. It's literally a verbatim citation. In mechashim b'tzdakim gabay tzdakim l'behaktishim agizbarim shenemar v'lo yechashvu es hanoshim asher yidnu es hakesav ayadim l'seis lo seim lacha ki be'emunah heim osim. It's interesting. The Ramah here says, "Mikol makom kadeshu nikiyim yashem miYisrael tov lahem litein cheshbon." It's good for them to do this. Now, it's interesting. You can appreciate where the Ramah is coming from, and certainly the Rambam and the Mechaber were no mekilim on v'yisem nikiyim yashem miYisrael. But they felt that there was a balance, that once people had established their credentials, so it's not just a matter of being heavy done as kolad makaf schos, but there's no. There's no business, that we have to question them after they've established who they are. Then the Ramah goes on with a word of caution. Almos, he used the violence, he forced his way, his position, v'chazka, tzarech litein cheshbon, because here it's not anashim ne'mani v'yiduim. V'hu adin b'chol m'munim ala tzibur, k'sherotzim v'tzibur yichol n'lasalik agabim v'zachar v'en kam bishim chashad, right, so you might expand based on this halacha, if you can't force them to hand over the distribution sheets, so certainly you can't replace them, v'hu adin char m'munim, so the Ramah says it's always al t'nai of the tzibur. So you appreciate where the Ramah is coming from, it's like, but the idea of kiva munai musim and finding the right balance is also an extremely important value, and one has to strike as you said, the appropriate balance between those two virtues. Everybody have a very meaningful Yom HaTzmud, and we'll be back in person for Shnayim Mikra.